Hey, good morning.
早晨好。
So nice to see such a wonderful crowd this morning.
看到大家真的很棒。
I am so pleased to have this opportunity, although I feel unworthy.
虽然我觉得不配，但是我很高兴我有这样一个机会。
I am so grateful for all of the prayers that you prayed for me while I was in Taiwan this past March.
然后非常感谢大家，在我今年三月去台湾的时候，大家为我的祷告。
I went prepared to speak four times. I was going to be there four Sundays, but I ended up preaching eight times while I was there.
Eight times?
Eight times, yeah.
我本来没有预备好说在那边四个星期每个星期都要讲到，结果呢讲了八次。
I felt very much the presence of the Lord, and I felt the prayers of God's people.
然后我就感受到神的同在，也感受到神的子民为我的祷告。
I was able to preach in Zhongli to our HIM church in Zhongli. It's probably over 200 in attendance.
然后呢，在江里 ，which city？
中立
，OK， 中立那个地方呢，就是是属于圣洁会的一个教堂。Mm-hmm. 我在那次讲道的时候，有将近200人参加。
And I preached in several different places, and sometimes I preached to a very small congregation, but that's okay too.
然后呢，我就在有不同的地方有讲到，有的时候呢，就是会众很少，但是那个没关系。
It was a wonderful time of blessing. I got to spend a lot of time with former students.
然后那个是很棒的一段时间，我也有机会见到以前的学生。
And because of COVID, had my visit had been 4 years since I'd been there.
因为新冠呢，所以我这次回台湾，距离上次已经过了四年。
And so when I went, and they hadn't had very many visitors, probably no visitors in the last 4 years, and so they treated me like royalty.
然后呢，因为新冠呢，所以那个教会里面都没有外来者，也没有，所以呢，他们就对我特别的好，对我像那个贵族那样的来对待我，像皇家那样来对待我。
And so they actually treated me like they liked me.
然后他们那样的。是因为他们喜欢我。
And when the pastor of the church at Shunda Christian College was introducing me, he said that he loves Taiwan. That's what they were talking about me. He loves Taiwan, and he got that right.
然后呢，当他们介绍我的时候，就是那牧师啊，或者是那个学校介绍我的时候，就说啊、哦，我爱台湾。那的确是这样，我爱台湾。
And so. Thank you very much for your support and your prayers. It was very much appreciated.
所以非常感谢大家的祷告和大家的支持。
I thought maybe that would be my last trip to Taiwan, maybe, but if my wife will allow me to, I may go again next year.
然后呢，我本来以为三月份是我最后一次去台湾，但是如果温师母同意的话，我可能还会再去。
They said that they were so glad to see me, but the only regret that they have that I didn't bring my wife with me.
他们说他们很高兴看到我，但是他们也很遗憾我没有带我太太一起去。
If you look at me as a missionary, she's the real missionary of the family.
如果你觉得我是宣教士，那我太太才真正是这个宣教家庭的宣教士。
I wanted to say this morning that I have kind of two titles. I have labor not in vain that I want to mention to you, and I also want to talk about beautiful feet.
所以你们看我的这个主题呢，我有两个题目，一个是，你们的劳在主里面，你们的劳苦不是徒然的；另外一个是他们的脚中何等佳美。
Do you have beautiful feet?
你们，我们有这个美佳美的脚中吗？
Some people go to the point of painting their toenails to make themselves look good.
有的人呢，就是去那个涂脚指甲，然后让这个有一个好像这个脚很漂亮。
And I know that it's kind of contrary to culture to talk about your own family, but I want to violate that part of culture.
所以我觉得好像那个习俗呢，就是说不要去谈你的家庭。今天我可能要违反这个风俗，这个习俗。
You see, I've never known my wife to paint her toenails to make her feet look good, but she really does have beautiful feet according to the Bible.
然后我从来没有见我太太呢，她去就是去涂她的脚趾甲，但是我知道根据圣经，她真的是有佳美的脚中。
You see, in Romans chapter 10, verse 15, it says, blessed are the feet that bring the gospel of peace.
然后在罗马书第十章第十五节有说，就是说传福音的人，他们的脚中，何等佳美。
So, I wanted to just mention to you this morning how wonderful God is that he gave me such a wife that is such a missionary.
所以呢，我要今天早晨分享说，那个真的是我很感谢神给我这样的恩典，给我这样一个报福音传喜信的这样一位太太，一个宣教士。
She's already embarrassed, so
她有点不好意思了，已经。
So just look at me, don't look at
her. 所以你们不要去看她，就看着我就好了。
However, I wanted to tell you something that when we first became Christians, God put it on our hearts to share the gospel.
所以当我们刚刚信主的时候呢，神就把这个传福音、分享福音的负担放在了我们心里。
So when 1969, more than 50 years ago, when we came to Hope Sound, my wife immediately began to share the gospel.
所以在1969年，那是50多年以前，我们到了这个 Hope Sound 的时候，我太太马上就开始分享福音。
We have two communities in Hope Sound that are not as prominent now as they were, but there's communities where the African American people.
所以在 Hope Sound 呢，其实当时有两个社区，不像现在这么好像繁荣。那其中一个是就是那个非裔的美国人。
My wife took and gathered together some children's material and she would go to those two settlements in their shelter that they have in a little park in each shelter, and she would gather the children together and teach them about Jesus.
所以呢，我太太就会带上这个给小朋友的这个材料啊，她就到他们居住的那个地方呢，就是他们住在那个公园的附近，然后就去跟也是那个比较小的，像那种避难所似的，然后她就去跟那些小孩子分享福音。
And sometimes I would get a little aggravated because I really didn't want to go, but I needed to go to help her.
然后有时候我就不太安逸，因为呢我并不想去，但是我需要去帮助我太太。
But now move the clock forward about 15 or 20 years, and I come back to Hope Sound, and I'm going into Winn-Dixie, and some of these folks coming out of Winn-Dixie.
然后呢，我就时间再往前调十五到二十年，那我到了 Hope Sound 以后呢，有时候就去 Winn-Dixie 这个超市，那就从里边出来一些人。
And these ladies looked at me and they recognized me and they said, "Oh, Brother Fred, how are you? It's been so long since we've seen you."
然后他们就看到我就很高兴，哦，说，温弟兄啊，真的是你怎么样了？已经过了很久，你都好吗
？And they wanted to know how is your wife.
他们就说你太太呢？她好吗？
And when is she going to come and teach our children like she used to teach us in those little days?
她什么时候再像她过去教我们一样来教我们的孩子们呢？
I didn't have an answer because we were committed otherwise, but I was so thrilled that they remembered my wife coming and teaching them.
然后那个时候我是没有办法回应他们，因为我们当时是在别的地方有我们的使命，但是我真的是很高兴他们都记得我太太。
Then I come time for graduation from Bible College, and we went immediately with just a few days to Turks and Caicos Islands.
然后呢，就是我们从那个圣经学院毕业几天以后，我们马上就去了 Turkey's 那个 Caicos 就是 Island， 就是在加勒比海的一个岛上。
Among other things that we were doing, one Wednesday afternoons after school was out. My wife would have children's service for the children in the community.
所以呢，在那里呢，就是每个星期三的晚上，孩子们放学以后，我太太就会给小孩的这个聚会。
And after one of those meetings, and the children went home, one of the grandmothers asked a little girl. She said, "What did you learn in children's service today?"
然后那个有回去，其中有个小女孩回去以后，她的 外姥姥就会问他，就是祖辈就会问他说，你在这个儿童聚会里学到什么了？
Little five-year-old girl said, I learned that Jesus loves me.
这个五岁的小女孩就说，哦，我学到了耶稣爱我。
And grandma asked her, she said, how do you know Jesus loves you?
那奶奶就说，那你如何知道耶稣爱你呢？
She was expecting her to say, because the Bible tells me so.
她是这个奶奶本来期待的说，孩子说，因为圣经告诉我。
But she didn't say that. She said, because Sister Barbara told me so.
因为她说，因为那个温师母这样告诉我。
And you know, and so it went. And my wife and that, on the island of North Caicos, she would go up and down the road visiting with the ladies and telling them and winning them for Jesus.
然后在那个岛上呢，我太太就是去探访不同的这些女士们，然后就是带她们信主。
Then after we felt that God was leading us away from there to Cincinnati, we were living on a street in a bad neighborhood of Cincinnati.
然后呢，后来我们就觉得神呼召我们离开那个岛，又回到辛辛那提。那我们住的辛辛那提那个区呢，那个街道其实不是很安全，不是很好的一个街区。
No use telling my wife that we were living in a dangerous neighborhood. She just picked up her gospel literature and began to go from house to house giving out literature.
然后我就告诉我太太，我们住的那个社区不安全，但是我太太就拿起来这个福音的小册子，就去在那个街道上，就是敲门，从一家到另外一家。
Then she began to meet the children of those houses, and she would invite them to go to Sunday school with us.
然后她又认识那些家的小孩子，邀请他们去主日学，儿童主日学。
And pretty soon our vehicle was always filled. The back seats were filled with those children going to Sunday school with us.
所以很快呢，我们的那个车的后排座就坐满了小孩子，跟我们一起去主日学。
And you know, then my wife.After we came back from Turks and Caicos Islands, we were living here at Hope Sound. She said, "You know what? I'm going to finish my college degree in teaching."
然后我们回到从那个 Turks 那个岛上，加勒比的海岛，回到 Hope Sound 的时候，太太就说：“哦，我要把我的这个学士学位给读完，就圣经学院的学位。”当时她还去的时候还没有弄完。
It wasn't easy for her.
那个这样再重新来读书，对她来讲不容易。
Because both of our children were in kindergarten.
因为那时候我们的孩子都实际上在幼稚园。
So she was taking care of the home and she was going to college full time.
所以她一边要照顾家庭，另外一方面还要全时间的做学生。
And one day our son came home from kindergarten and sat on the couch, crossed his legs, and with his foot going up and down, he said, "Dad, I've been thinking."
然后有一天呢，我那个上幼稚园的儿子从学校放学回来，坐在沙发上，翘着这个二郎腿，这么腿这么来回上下晃的，说：“爸爸，我在想一件事情。”
I said, "What are you thinking about?"
我说：“你在想什么呢？”
He said, "I don't think I'm going to go to college."
他说：“我觉得我不想去上大学。”
I said, "Well, why would you not want to go to college?"
我说：“为什么你不想去上大学呢？”
He says, "I see what Mama has to go through, and I don't want to do that."
哦，我看妈妈所经历的这一切，我可不想经历这些。
But you see, and then on it goes. Everywhere we've gone, she's always had beautiful feet of bringing the gospel.
所以，我不管我们走到哪里，我太太总是有这个佳美的脚踪，把福音带到那个地方。
So after she retired and I retired and we moved back to Hope Sound, she immediately got involved with the ladies' prayer meeting that meets every morning, Monday through Saturday.
所以呢，当我们两个都退休之后，我们回到这个 Hope Sound， 很快的，我太太马上加入了这个星期一到星期六早晨的这个姐妹祷告团体。
You know how wonderful it is when we find those that have a desire.To have beautiful feet of carrying the gospel.
所以，当我们碰到那些也要有佳美的脚踪，想要去分享福音的人的时候，我们是多么的喜悦。
And so, I wanted to also call your attention to this scripture.
所以我们首先也想让大家，我们一起来看神的话语。
Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国。
Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
But behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
I was struck by that verse 51 when the Apostle Paul says, I want to show you a mystery.
所以当使徒保罗讲到这一句五十一节说我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们这个好像对我是一个很大的一个电光一闪对我是个冲击。
I remember back in the time in the Turks and Caicos Islands when a man sitting on the wall beside of the road said to me, Preacher, this cannot be true because the Bible says that an Ethiopian cannot change his skin or the tiger change his spots.
然后我就记得当时在那个加勒比海我们宣教的时候有一个人坐在那个墙上就是有一个人对我说哦，他说牧师啊这个不可能是真实的因为呢圣经上很明白的说这个埃塞俄比亚人呢古时人不能改变他的颜色豹子也不能改变他的斑点
And then move forward a few years and
再往前近几年
I'm sitting on a wall outside of the Christian Center in Zoyin, Taiwan
然后我就是坐在台湾的左营的一个基督徒的一个训练中心
And in my broken Chinese, I understood the man to say, I come to church and I heard the gospel, but I cannot believe the gospel.
然后我的中文很差劲啊，但是我听到有一个人就说，我到教会里边，我听到福音，但是我不能接受。
But because once the person is dead, they're dead, they cannot come back to life.
因为一个人死了就是死了，不可能再复生。
Oh, but the Apostle Paul, he deals with that question when he says, I show you a mystery, and he's going to tell us how that we can be changed.
然后呢，但是保罗，使徒保罗告诉我们，他要向我们展现一件奥秘的事，我们不是就是都要睡觉。
You see, also in John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and Jesus tells him how to become a Christian, and Nicodemus says, How can it be so that a man be born again?
然后我们也看到在约翰福音第三章，尼哥底母夜里来见耶稣，他问怎么样成为基督徒，耶稣说要重生，但是他说那怎么可能呢？
And I got stuck on that particular thing for several years, and I my mind would kind of turn off, and I didn't really focus on the words of Jesus after that as Jesus answered Nicodemus.
然后其实我自己有很多年的挣扎当耶稣就是我的 You mean you didn't focus on what Jesus answered?
Yes.
就是耶稣他后边就是回答就是尼哥底母的问题的时候当时主耶稣的那些话我没有太留意。
But Jesus went on to explain to him how that Moses lifted up the serpent on a pole in the wilderness and whoever looked at that serpent would not die of the snake bites, but would be healed.
因为主耶稣后边就讲到摩西，就是摩西在旷野里举蛇，所有就是举目去望蛇的就有永生。
And Jesus went on to give us that wonderful passage of scripture in John chapter 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
所以耶稣就继续讲我们所知道的约翰福音三章十六节就是神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
So here's the missionary preaching in the desert somewhere in Egypt under a tent that he has pitched
所以呢这就是一个宣教的所讲的在埃及在一个就是帐篷附近他被举起
The missionary is preaching that you can be born again, that you can know Jesus in a real way.
然后这个宣教士就说，除非你在一个很真实的认识耶稣，你不能重生。
But after that message and the preacher steps out under the tent after the service, a man 70 years old approaches him.
然后在这个牧师讲完到他离开那个帐篷时候，有一个70岁的老人来找他。
And the man said, Preacher, I'm 70 years old, and all of my life I've wanted to know Jesus. I've been searching how to know him.
然后这位老者就说，他说，牧师啊，我都70岁了，我整个一生都在想要信耶稣，想要知道怎么能够接近他，靠近他。
He said, when I was a young man, I would hear the wind blowing through the trees, and I would go out under the trees, and I would say, Trees, can you tell me how that I can know God?
然后他说，我年轻的时候，我听到那个风吹树梢的声音，我就会出去，我就说，树啊，你可以告诉我如何知道神吗？
But all I heard was the rustling of the leaves.
但是我所听到的就是那个树梢被风吹动的声音。
And he said that another time, he says, I went to the river and I watched the water flowing down the river. And I cried out to the river, River, do you know God? Can you tell me how to know God?
然后我就另外一次呢，我就看到那个河水这样流下来，我就对着河水说，河呀，你可以告诉我如何认识神吗？
But he said the river just flowed on at my feet. It could not tell me how to know God.
但是这个河水就顺着我的脚流下去，不能告诉我任何东西。
And he said, I went to the mountains and I called out to the mountain, Mountains, do you know God? Can you tell me how to know God?
我说我去大山，我对大山呼喊说，山哪，你知道如何认识神吗？
And he said, all I heard was the echo of my own voice coming back to me, Mountains, do you know God? Mountains, do you know God?
但是我所听到的只是回声说，问，在说，山哪，你知道什么？山哪，你知道什么？
But now here I am under this tent tonight, and you preach that I can know God. Pastor, can you tell me how to know God?
但是今天我在这里，你告诉我们说我们可以认识神。牧师，你可以告诉我如何认识神吗？
And like Nicodemus, Jesus with Nicodemus, the pastor explained to him how he could know God.
就像耶稣对尼哥底母所讲的，这个牧师就向他解释如何来认识神。
For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life.
一切信他的不自灭亡，反得永生。
And Jesus came to save us and to forgive us of all of our sins.
主耶稣来是为了拯救我们，饶恕我们所有的罪过。
And yes, we can know God.
是的，我们可以认识神。
And beautiful are the feet of those who bring that message to a lost and dying world.
就是把这个福音带给这样一个失丧的世界的脚踪是何等的佳美。
The Apostle Paul said, We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
使徒保罗告诉我们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
就是血肉肢体不能承受神的国。
Corruption cannot inherit incorruption.
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Oh, but we shall be changed.
但是我们都会被改变。
And this is the way that it'll happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, or the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
For this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality.
这必死的总要变成不朽坏的，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
We got the greatest message in the world.
我们有这个世界上最伟大的信息。
January 8th, 1968, I bowed at an altar. In Melton, Kentucky, and became a new creature in Christ Jesus.
在一九六八年一月八号，在肯塔基的一个城市，我在这个就是这个神的讲坛前跪下来，成为一个新造的人。
I believed in Jesus, and He forgave me all of my sins.
我信耶稣，他饶恕了我所有的罪过。
And okay.
下一章。
There we go. And in verse 57, he says, But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
At one time in my ministry, I was driving from God's Bible School to pastor a little church up in northern Ohio.
然后呢，我有一次呢，我就是开车从一个圣经学在俄亥俄州的圣经学校到另外一个我所牧养的一个小教会。
I would invite people to church and they would just tell me they were coming and but they wouldn't come or they would just tell me that they're not coming.
然后呢我就邀请人们来教会他们就说好但是他们又没有来然后我其实更希望他们就是他们不来就说不来。
And I began to feel weekend after weekend as I was driving to that church that I was laboring in vain.
所以呢那每个星期天我开车去教会的时候我就觉得这种劳苦都是徒然的。
But there was a man who did come to church. His name was Steve.
然后呢， 但是的确呢是有一个人他每星期都来教会，他的名字叫 Steve。
He had abused alcohol and abused cigarettes all of his life.
所以他整个一生呢，其实就是喝酒抽烟。
Now just a young man, just early 50s, and here he was. He began to get cancer.
He's already 50, right?
Yeah.
他这会儿因为已经到了年轻时候，他抽烟喝酒嘛，到了50岁，他就开始有癌症。
He said to me, Pastor, I'm going to have to go in for serious surgery in a few days.
他说牧师啊，再过几个星期我要做很多的那个大手术。
And because of his smoking, they went in, they cut his tongue out, they cut part of his jawbone out, and they pulled some flesh from down here and tried to make him a new tongue, and they put a piece of cow bone in his jaw, trying to fix his jaw.
所以因为他这个抽烟嘛，所以人家就要把他的这个舌头呢给去掉一块，还有他的这个下巴一些骨头，然后他们又想从他身上别的地方挪一些肉过来，来恢复他的舌头，再从那个牛的什么骨头上给他修复他的下巴。
Because of the results of sin.
因为罪的后果。
But as we would visit Steve in the hospital, I would ask him, Steve, do you know God?
然后我们到医院里去看他的时候，我就问他，我说 ，Steve， 你认识神吗
？And one day, he picked up a slate. He couldn't talk, but he picked up a slate and he began to write. And he wrote the most beautiful testimony I think I'd ever seen. He wrote it on that slate for me to read.
然后呢，他不能说话。有一天我们去医院看他的时候，他就拿了个小黑板，在上面写下了他所写下的我所见过的最美的一个见证。
And I began to realize I was not laboring in vain.
那时候我就知道我的劳苦不是徒然的。
While it looked discouraging, I was not laboring in vain.
虽然是好像感觉上是灰心丧气，但是我的劳苦不是徒然的。
And you know, and a few days later he passed away, and his mama, he'd never married, or he wasn't married, and his mama took him back to the church. She was 90 some years old. She took him back to the large formal church of which he had been born.
You mean his mom bring his ashes or remains?
No, his remains, yeah.
Okay, 就是说他因为这个 Steve 从来没有结婚，那在他过了几天他就去世了，然后他的妈妈呢就带着他的这个骨灰呢去以前他所出生的那个教会。
They invited me to come and to preach at the funeral.
然后他妈妈那时候已经九十多岁了，然后他那时候过世的时候五十多岁，那他就比较年纪大了。然后他们也邀请我在他的这个追思礼拜上讲的，就是主持。
When I got there, the priest was so friendly and so welcoming me there, and there he was. So we had such good fellowship until I preached the funeral sermon.
You mean the priest is
of the church?
Catholic,
yeah,
of the church.
Well, not a Catholic.
Okay,
but, yeah.
他就是我到了那个教会之后呢，那当地的那个教堂的牧师就很欢迎我，然后我们有一个很好的一个联谊，直到我开始讲道。
But when I told that congregation how Steve had become a Christian and God had forgiven him of his sins and the testimony that he left behind, the priest didn't like me anymore.
然后当我告诉他们的会众，就是Steve 是怎么得救的，他有如何美好的一个见证，然后那个教堂的牧师就不喜欢我。
But you know, I had so many people. That was a large congregation of people, and so many people came to me and told me how they appreciated how God had helped Steve.
然后之后呢，这个追思礼拜之后，就有很多人来跟我说，他们真的是很感谢。就是神是如何来拯救了 Steve， 怎么样他有这样一个美好的见证。
You know, sometimes it's so nice to be able to preach to such a nice congregation of people when the pews are filled. That's the easiest time to preach.
其实当你看到这个教堂都坐满了人，大家都来的时候，那个是你最容易的讲道的一个时间。
But when the pews are empty and you got one or two people sitting over here and maybe one or two over here, it's a little bit more difficult to preach.
但是如果你在教堂里边这个空空荡荡的，就这边坐了两个，零零散散，那边坐了两个，那时候你在讲道其实不是很容易。
Back about 70 or 80 years ago in the rural part of Alabama, in not far from Birmingham, Alabama.
然后大概在七八十年以前，就是在阿拉巴马那个有一个离 伯明翰不太远的一个比较乡村的地方。
Before the days of electricity,
那时候还没有电。
Out in the country,
然后就在那个就是那个树林里啊，或者是那个乡村里。
A little country church,
是一个乡间的教会。
And the people, as the young people, as they grew up, they moved away to the city to find a job.
然后年轻人长大了之后，他们就去城市里找工作。
The older people that stayed around had passed on and gone to heaven.
然后这个年长的慢慢的就去天堂了，就年纪大了嘛，就过世了。
And all was left in that church was just an older couple that were just determined to keep the church doors open.
然后只剩下了一对老夫妇，他们决定就是说，不管无论如何，要让教堂的门开着。
At night they would light their lantern and walk down the road and hang it in the church so the light would be on in the church.
所以到晚上，他们有时候就自己打着这个灯笼啊，走到教会里边，把那个灯呢灯笼放在外边，这样教会灯是亮的。
You ever think that they felt like they were laboring in vain?
你觉得他们会不会有时候觉得自己的劳苦都是徒然的呢？
Wouldn't it have been easier just to stay home and read their Bible together and pray together at home?
那是不是在家里边就是自己在那儿读圣经一起祷告更容易一些呢？
But they said, no, no, we got to keep the church doors open. We got to keep the light on.
但是他们说不行，我们得让教会的门继续开着，我们得让教会的灯继续亮着。
And here, just as a few years went by, here was a lady that had a young son. Her husband was dead. Had died, and now she was a widow woman trying to raise her young son by herself.
然后又过了几年呢？这时候有一个女士，她的先生过世了，她现在就成了寡妇。她有个小儿子，有个年轻的小孩儿子，然后她需要把这个孩子养大。
One morning, one Sunday morning, she took her son by the hand and took him down to the church, and they began to attend the church with that.Older couple.
然后他们有一天星期天的早晨，他就牵着这个儿子的手，就参加了教会，就跟这对老夫妇一起来教会。
That son grew up in that church up through his teenage years. He graduated from high school and he went away to a Bible college to enter the ministry.
然后呢，这个小孩呢就一直坚持来教会，一直到他高中毕业。后来他又去参加圣经学院。
He became a very powerful preacher.
他就成为一个非常有力的，他后来也去进入服事，成为一个很有力、很强有力的一个牧师讲员。
And God began to put something else on his heart that he wanted him to do, and he felt like God wanted him to come to Hope Sound, Florida, and start a Bible college.
然后他也觉得神有对他感动，让他去别的地方，所以他的感动就是来到了 Hope Sound， 在这里建立了这个一个圣经学院。
That little boy was S.D. Heron, the founder of Hope Sound Bible College.
那这位牧师呢？这个小男孩就是 Hope Sound 的这个圣经学院的创建者，就是 Steve， 赫伦这弟兄。
And I think about the hundreds of students that have gone through that Bible college, and now many of them are in the far places of the world preaching the gospel because that older couple kept the light on. And
你想想，就是因为。这一对老夫妇就是一直坚持教会要开门要有灯，那这么多的年轻人就从这个圣经学院呢 Hope Sound 圣经学院毕业，然后到世界的不同的角落去分享福音。
I appreciate our pastors and our deacons, our leaders here at the church. And sometimes, you know, pastors and leaders of church go through difficulties other than what I've just described.
然后呢，我在对我们这边呢，就是带领的人，不管是牧师、长老还是执事，有的时候我们会经历一个艰难的时光。
My wife and I had just arrived in the islands, and my wife was away because her father had a terrible accident, and she thought he was going to die, so she was in Kentucky with her father.
所以我们都是刚到那个加勒比海的时候呢，我太太就离开了，因为她的爸爸有一个很大的一个车祸还是什么事件，觉得他可能会死，所以我太太就回到了。
An older couple had come down to be with me while she was away, and one night we were sleeping about midnight, and all of a sudden somebody was pounding on our door.
然后那有一对夫妇呢，就在我太太不在的时候就跟我同住，那可以也是，然后结果有一天他们也跟我住在一起，结果有一天晚上就听到有人使劲的敲门。
Said your truck is on fire. Your truck is on fire. You got to come quick.
然后就有人说你的卡车着火了，你的卡车着火了，赶快来。
My truck was backed up under the carport of the house, And fortunately, I had backed it in at that particular time.
You mean your truck was not backed into the house?
It was backed in, yeah.
他说就是因为我的车呢一般是停在房子外边，但那天晚上呢，我就把那个车停进去了，停到那个车库里了。
And just as we got there, the truck began to try to start. The fire had burned through the starter wires, and the truck was trying to start, and it was lurching, and it lurched out from under the house and kept the house from burning down.
所以呢，那个时候那个车已经着火了，但是就那个打火就是那个车的引擎还在，反正就是最后把那车给开出去了，所以房子就没有着火。
The only source of water we had was a cistern and a hand pump, and you had to pump it.
然后我们唯一的水源呢，就是那个水井，你要不停地压那个井，才能把水打上来。
So the older lady that was staying with us, she was pumping the water. Her husband was carrying the water to me, and I was putting out the fire.
所以那个老姐妹呢，就在那使劲那个压那个水井，然后那个把那个水给我，我就又交给递给她先生，就去在那灭火。
The next morning, people came to me and they began to say, "Oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry this happened."
然后第二天呢，人们就过来，就对我说，我们真的很难过，发生这样的事情。
Pretty soon, the police came and wanted to know what happened, and they found two young men who had come and opened the truck door and poured kerosene on the seat and lit it on fire and ran away.
然后警察就来了，就去调查，结果是怎么样？就是两个年轻人，他们把我们那个车库那个放那个卡车的门给打开，往上面浇上煤油，然后把那个点上火就跑了。
People began to say, "When are you going to leave? Are what are you going to do, brother Fred?"
他们就问我说：“那个温弟兄啊，那你怎么办呢？”
It never occurred to me even one time to leave the islands because of that.
但是我从来没有想过，因为发生这个事件，我就离开这个岛。
But I can tell you something. It was a dark Sunday morning that next morning when we were thinking about what had happened.
然后呢，我记得很清楚，在第二天那个天阴阴的，我们就感谢所发生的。
Then the police came. There was no police on the island, but when the police came from another island, they found two young men who had done this dirty deed.
然后呢，那个岛上是没有警察，是从另外一个岛上来的警察，他们就抓住了这两个年轻人，就做坏事的这年轻人。
The British judge came down and was holding court in the schoolroom.
因为他们是属于那个英殖民地嘛，那就有这个法官就来了，就在那边建了一个法庭，要审判这两个年轻人。
When it come time for sentencing,
当他们要判决的时候。
He asked me, he said, missionary, what do you suggest?
然后他们就问我说，宣教士啊，那你到底怎么想的？你有什么想法？
I said, well, it was just a truck. We can replace the truck. Don't worry, it's okay. I don't want to do anything.
我就说，那不过就是一个卡车，那我们可以再有一辆卡车，可以替换这辆卡车，我什么都不想做。
Well, he said, we're not going to let it go with that, but then so he fined them $100 apiece and gave him a lecture on what a wonderful Christian the missionary was.
然后我就是说，他们说我们不能就这样放了他们的，所以就罚了这两个孩子$100。然后我就给他们教训了，就是给他们教训了一通。
And
然后我说我。
After the court was over, the people began to say, "Oh, would you come to our village and start a church? We need a church like yours in our village."
然后当这个。判决结束之后，这个法院临时法庭结束以后，人们就说：“哦，你要不要到我们村庄来？我们需要一个像你们那样的教会。”
But you know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, "Stand fast, unmovable."
所以这就是使徒保罗所说的：“你们要站立的稳。”
Sometimes that's just what we have to do.
有的时候就是我们所要做的。
Stand fast, and you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
你们要站立的稳，知道你们在不可勿要坚固，不可摇动，因为你们在主里的劳苦不是徒然的。
Well, I think you've heard enough of my stories this morning.
大概你们已经听我讲我的个人的故事已经够多了。
They're all true.
但是这些都是真实的故事发生的。
But you know, God is a great God. God is a wonderful God.
神是伟大的，神是伟大的神。
And let us bow our heads together and pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we love you this morning.
亲爱的主，我们爱你。
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share the gospel.
主啊，我们为有机会来分享福音来感谢。
We pray, Lord, for our pastor and his wife.
我们为我们的牧师和他的师母祷告。
Keep them under the shadow of thy protection, O God.
真的是把他们放在你翅膀的荫下。
And the others, Lord, that are part of the church and leaders of the church, we pray, Lord, for your special help.
主啊，为教会别的带领的弟兄姐妹，真的是求你特别的保护他们。
We pray for wisdom, Lord.
求你给他们智慧。
We pray now, Father, this upcoming trip, that thy name would be glorified.
主啊，愿这个洪都拉斯这次宣教之旅，真的是你的名被高举。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.